This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here we go. The past 5 days wrapped up in 4 minutes of live radio, maybe four and a half. I don't know. A segment we call our weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond. For that, we've got John Carney from CNBC. He is in our New York bureau. And Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government. She is down in Washington, D.C. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai. Hi.
So let's start, Neela, I guess, with you and the doings in Washington yesterday. Janet Yellen, confirmation hearings to be the new chairwoman of the Federal Reserve. Nothing surprising, right?
Nothing surprising, but there was a lot of attention paid on regulation. And I think that's interesting because well after the Fed stops its stimulus, there's going to be this new question of the Federal Reserve's new mandate to do systemic risk regulation, more regulation than ever before provided by the Dodd-Frank Act. And while the markets may think that Yellen is a dove when it comes to stimulus, she is definitely a hawk when it comes to regulation.
Which we had David Gurr explaining to us yesterday. John Carney, to you, I want to ask you the regulation question in a minute, but anything surprising to you out of this hearing?
How gentle it was. I mean, there was a lot of talk beforehand that Yellen might, you know, come in, you know, come under serious fire. I don't think that happened at all. She was given a very respectful hearing, and it was nice actually to see Washington, D.C. behave itself.
But she did her best, did she not, Neela? She did her best effort at not saying anything in the fine tradition of Fed chair people everywhere.
And that's why she will be a great Fed chairman. Right. But even still, she said enough to support a really big uptick in the stock market. So, you know, it's a fine line between saying little and still boistering the stock market.
Yeah. Have you been reading my list of questions? Because we're going there in a minute. But, John, I do want to get you to weigh in this regulation thing. After the Fed tapers, winds down its big bond buying program, do you think that they're going to get serious about regulation?
I do. I think Janet Yellen's actually the perfect person to do that. She will be the very first Fed chair who comes in with this new regulatory mandate where the Fed is basically the boss of the banking sector. We never really had anything like this in place before, and she's going to set the tone for the future. And as Neela said, she is a hawk when it comes to regulations. She wants to make sure that this is going to be her legacy eventually. It's not going to be the taper. It's not going to be QE. It's going to be regulation of the banking sector.
That's an interesting point. All right, Neela, since you brought it up, the stock market, with the standard caveat that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is not the economy and the economy is not the Dow, I'm obliged to point out that there are record highs falling all over the place on Wall Street. The Dow today at 15,961. Here you go. It's a one-word question. Why?
Why? That's a really
tough,
hard question.
Well, those more questions are tricky,
it is,
aren't they?
But if you ask Janet Yellen, if you listen to her hearing, it's not because of bubbles. And that's what's going to make some people a bit nervous, because there does look to be some bubbly behavior in the stock market. Mm-hmm. So, you know, irrational exuberance comes to mind, but it seems to be that the stock market is very disconnected from the labor market right now.
As it has been for years. John, yesterday we talked about it on the program, even though I wasn't here. Snapchat turning down $3 billion. Can you say bubble, yo?
It is completely mind-blowing, insane. I'm not worried so much about a bubble in the actual stock market, but in the prices being paid for some of these startups, $1 billion for Instagram, turning down $3 billion. The founder and CEO of this company is 23. When a 23-year-old walks away from $3 billion, that's trouble. There's a bubble.
What is the disconnect, John? Why do you think that the market is so disconnected from the rest of the economy?
I think that we have serious structural problems when it comes to employment that we haven't quite figured out why that's there. Companies are making record profits and, you know, and the stock market is going up and up, but it's not being strongly reflected in the labor markets. Yeah. And I don't think anybody's solved that puzzle yet.
That's the both of you have come to the labor market as the big problem, which we all know it is. All right, we're done. John Carney at CNBC and Neela Richardson at Bloomberg Government. Thanks, you guys.
Thank
Have
you,
a great
Kai.
Weekend.
All right, you too.